Son of Jonah Punished, Chapter 7, Canto 1, Srimad Bhagavatam, text number
23.
Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You are the original personality of Godhead, who expands Himself all over the creation and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, this is theology. Theology means that knowing the science of God. However, just knowing the science of God, it's not enough, because we want to experience a God. We want to have the feeling. We're all looking for this blissful feeling that we're hankering for. So that's only possible if God reciprocates with us. Not just by knowing about Him theoretically. Just like we can know about the sun, but if unless we go into the sun, we won't feel the warm rays of the sun. Similarly, we can know about God, but in order to experience Him, we have to qualify ourselves. So this bhakti yoga practice that we are taking up and that we are teaching is the quickest way to qualify oneself for experiencing, or you can say, getting the reciprocation from the Lord. It's a very scientific process. When we understand the nature of the Lord, theoretically, we can understand that He's a person, as being described here, and He is the cause of all causes, the original person, and that He's also a person, a loving person. So if we want to draw His attention, then the best way is to give up our love for other things and to point it towards Him, to give our loving propensity to the Lord. But that's easier said than done, because since time immemorial, we've been addicted to being attached to sense objects, to material things, especially the attraction, male and female, is very prominent in this world. The male is attracted to the female is attracted to the male of every species. And because of this strong attachment, one is hesitant to give it up and to instead become attached to God. But this is what's required. This is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness, how to give up sex life and how to give our affection and attention and love to God. But because this, since time immemorial, we've had this attachment to the opposite sex, therefore generally it's a gradual process. Grihastha ashram is there for those who can, who want to go slowly. That's really what it is. It's a matter, it's going slowly, because when you're living with the opposite sex, then natural the affection will be there, attachment will be there. And it's a gradual, very gradual process. As you get older, then you see, what is it that I'm attached to? The raised breasts of the woman. But they're no longer raised, now they're sagging. And so why should I be attached? But still, the material energy is so powerful that even we're not attached to the body of the woman, we'll be attached to the mind of the woman, to the psychology that's there between man and woman. And so it's difficult to come out of this attachment to material things. Therefore, we have to take a very strong treatment. Just like if we have a very severe disease, then we might be willing to take a strong treatment, because it's without this radical treatment, we won't come out of this disease condition. So the radical treatment is to approach the spiritual master, to become his servant, to agree to be trained up by him, and to follow his instruction, especially about chanting loudly the holy name of the Lord. This is the recommended process for delivering us from this material attachment. It's the quickest way we can become attached on the spiritual side, by entering into the kirtan. Kaliradesha Vidayarajan Astiheko Mahaguna Kirtana Neva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramvaje. That in the Kali Yuga is an ocean of falls. But there's one great quality, that this Krishna kirtan can very quickly bring us to the perfectional stage. But of course we have to take the chanting without offense. We have to make an effort to give up material attachments. Not that we're just cultivating material attachments along with cultivating devotional service. We have to have some determination to see that these material attachments are actually degrading me, they're making me suffer. Anyone who is attached to anything material, you can be sure that they're suffering because of that. So with that conviction, then we can make a strong determination not to maintain material attachments, but to let them go, to agree to become detached from these material things. And of course, then again, the mind will bring us back to those things. But then again, we have to make determination to give up that attachment. This is the process. Therefore, it is a gradual process. Even if we take this direct path of living under the order of the spiritual master whole life, it's still its gradual process, because since time immemorial, we've been attached to the sense objects. So to give them up, it may require a whole life, or maybe even require more than one life. So as soon as we see the urgency of that, then we'll take it fully. So that is the quickest path. If we want to, you can say, satisfy these material desires, at the same time make progress, then that progress will be very slow. So that's our choice. It's a question of how much we feel the urgency. So in that regard, Maya is also very, you can say, kind to us, because she makes us suffer. This will bring us to the point of becoming more serious. If we are suffering, everybody has that experience. Just like you have some problem in your body. You may know there's a problem there and you should do something about it, but you put it off, you put it off. But then when the suffering becomes very strong, then you make a determination. Now I have to solve this problem, whatever it is. I'm going to fast, I'm going to exercise, go to the doctor, take medicine, whatever it is, because now it's become too much of a disturbance. So unfortunately, this is generally the way we learn, by experience. And that's a good teacher, but it's also somewhat slow. The first-class person can learn just by hearing. We give the example that the father can tell the son that the prostitutes, they're not good elements, we should avoid them. But the second-class son will think, well, let me find out for myself. Then he can learn over some time that his father is right. But a first-class boy, just by hearing, having faith in his father, then he can become convinced, yes, my father is not knowing these things, he's an experienced person, he's not a fool, he's been through life, so he's telling me that this is a bad element, then why shouldn't I accept it? Why do I have to experiment? Why do I have to find out for myself? I can just take it on his word. And then we can save so much time. So this is the first class. We can certify that sex life means trouble. either legal or illicit. No matter what kind of sex life you enter in, there's going to be trouble. That's given. But still, the mind is so strong, the senses are so strong, we think, well, there won't be that much trouble. I'll just get the advantage and I'll have less of the trouble. But it's not possible. For every ounce of pleasure, there's a trouble. There's an equal, at least, amount of a problem that's involved. This is the way the nature has arranged things. But the illusion is, no, I'll only have the good side. I won't have the problem. Therefore, most people do have to go through the Grihastha Ashram and see that is true. There's a little bit of pleasure and there's a corresponding amount of trouble. So why bother? Why not use my valuable time for making spiritual progress, going deeply on the spiritual side, to go deeply into my chanting, to become more conversant with the Shastra, to study. I have time to do that because I'm a brahmachari, sannyasi. I don't have to worry about working, earning money so much. This is the first class person. First class intelligent person, simply by hearing. If we study Prabhupada's books, we'll see in a neutral way that Prabhupada is advising. Better to give up sex life altogether. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj. Like you said on the beginning that we are looking for this some love or some emotions, feelings. But we can see that in those days many devotees who are even sincere and they are trying to put their love or emotions in the spiritual side. So very often because of not proper dealings or just some gurus for dance, they are losing their faith and hope. So what advice we can give to them?
They shouldn't lose their faith in Prabhupada and Krishna. Here's Krishna being described here by Prabhupada. Why would you lose faith in this? In what we just read today.
Well, maybe not totally in Krishna and Prabhupada, but we are losing faith in his representative, in other gurus or his followers. So we are trying, it's difficult to again put our love in some person. Or this should be that we should put our love or feelings only to Krishna and Prabhupada without presence of other his representative.
But if the representative is you can say giving you Prabhupada and Krishna, then why? What's wrong with also having affection for them? I remember when I was first coming, Krishna consciousness, the temple president was there, Rupa Nuga, and he was giving us such a nice thing that naturally I also had affection for him. It's natural. If he's giving you such a nice thing, then how can you not also appreciate the person who's giving you? Now, whether that, you can say, if that person disappoints you, then it's a tragedy. If that person no longer gives you Krishna, or they're cheating you or something, then we can think, what did I do wrong that I got such a person? That's how we should think. We should think that it was my disqualification that I accepted this person, but my karma, I didn't get a bona fide representative, but let me find out someone who is giving Prabhupada and Krishna. I mean, giving Prabhupada and Krishna is not so difficult thing to do. It simply means that we have accepted them in our life and we're trying to represent them. Otherwise, it is a problem, sure. And the whole society is experiencing that problem, and there's no, you can say easy answer that, okay, now you can just forget about it and give all your affection to somebody else. But that also, you know, it should be, in other words, from the very beginning, if the guru is honest, just like we were talking last night, then he'll explain to his position to the disciples that I'm trying to represent Prabhupada, but I'm not at the same level as Prabhupada. You should still respect that I'm giving, according to my capacity, I'm giving Prabhupada, and I'm not trying to cheat you. And so, instead of having a false idea of what is a guru, then we have a more reasonable idea. And then Prabhupada will reciprocate with us.